This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, Homeland Security's Inspector General is staying on the sidelines for the dispute over the agency's leadership's tenure. Don't expect to hear the Pentagon's reasoning behind its award for the massive Jedi Cloud contract anytime soon. And a bill calling for more transparency in agencies' budget requests passes the House. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The Inspector General at the Department of Homeland Security is not taking immediate action after the Government Accountability Office weighed in on the acting appointments of top DHS leadership. GAO says Chad Wolf and Ken Cuccinelli were appointed to their positions as acting secretary and acting deputy secretary through an invalid order of succession. It referred the topic to DHS IG, but the IG disagrees with GAO. It says the federal courts are best suited to weigh in on the legality of Wolf and Cuccinelli's appointments. The IG concluded it's pointless to add its voice to what it described as a bitter interbranch disagreement. Michael Regas may just lose that acting title that he received last March. President Donald Trump plans to nominate Regas to be the permanent deputy director for management in the Office of Management and Budget. Currently, Regas is acting DDM and acting OPM director. Should the Senate confirm Regas, he would replace Margaret Weikert, who left in February for a private sector job. The Senate Armed Services Committee advances six key nominations for top defense positions. They include John Whitley to be the Director of Cost Analysis and Program Evaluation and Sean Manasco as the Undersecretary of the Air Force. Other nominations making it through include Michelle Pierce as the General Counsel of the Army and Bradley Hansel as the Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security. The Defense Department as a whole has worked with an unprecedented amount of vacancies during the Trump administration. For the second time this year, the Defense Department's Inspector General says DOD needs a better response to cases of military children sexually assaulting each other. The IG says leaders have downplayed incidents, not cooperated with civilian law enforcement, and until recently, failed to provide support services to victims. Between 2015 and 2017, the IG identified 600 misconduct cases that it deemed as serious incidents and found campus administrators failed to submit reports on 522 of them to headquarters. It's going to be some time before the public knows why the Pentagon decided not to take corrective action on its multi-billion dollar Jedi Cloud contract. The Defense Department was required to explain the results of its Jedi reconsideration process to a federal judge, but on Tuesday, government attorneys filed those documents under seal. Lawyers say that's because the filings contain sensitive information. DOD ended the reconsideration process by reawarding the Jedi contract to Microsoft without making any changes, but has not given a public explanation as to why. Amazon has vowed to continue fighting the award in court. The military's newest branch will have some serious problems in the case of a long-term continuing resolution, Federal News Network's Scott Massioni reports.
The Space Force had a budget of $40 million last year. This coming year, it's supposed to get more than $15 billion. That may not happen at the appropriate time without Congress passing a budget by the end of the month. Chief of Space Operations General Jay Raymond says a continuing resolution will affect how the Space Force can take care of the satellites it's already launched into orbit. Raymond says a CR could also affect how the Space Force handles the GPS-3 program, which is currently in the works. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
A bill making agencies' annual budget requests more accessible passes the House. The Congressional Budget Justification Act requires agencies to post budget request documents to a single website each year. The bill tasks the Office of Management and Budget with keeping the site updated with links to the documents and the dates agencies submitted them. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee approved the bill last year, and it now heads to the Senate for a floor vote. An extension of statutory deadlines for the 2020 census gains bipartisan support in the Senate. Senators Brian Schatz, Lisa Murkowski, and Dan Sullivan introduce a bill that would require the Census Bureau to continue field operations through the end of October. The 2020 Census Deadline Extensions Act would also give the census a four-month extension to submit apportionment and redistricting data. The House passed a similar provision in one of its pandemic spending bills, but the Senate hasn't taken action on it. 360-degree acquisition reviews may finally be getting off the ground. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has more details.
2 years after issuing an advance notice of proposed rulemaking, the Federal Acquisition Regulations Council releases its proposed rule, giving agencies direction to create a new feedback mechanism. The Office of Federal Procurement Policy first proposed the concept of 360-degree reviews in a 2015 memo as a way to help agencies make internal improvements on the planning and awarding of contracts. The proposed rule says feedback will be anonymous, and the process should be flexible enough to target specific aspects of the acquisition process. Comments on the proposed rule are due by November 16th. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Veterans Affairs Department has plans to hand out more iPads to veterans to continue its telehealth program. VA signed an exclusive deal with Apple to standardize its connected tablet program. The program allows veterans to connect to their VA health providers virtually. VA says the new partnership will let the department tap into Apple's expertise and enhance the connected care platform. VA has distributed some 50,000 tablets to veterans since 2016. A former VA employee pleads guilty to embezzling nearly $70,000 in agency funds by using a fake mobile payment company. A former VA employee pleads guilty to embezzling nearly $70,000 in agency funds. The Justice Department says Michael Donaher admitted to purchasing various equipment for the VA facility in Brockton, Massachusetts. However, the items were not real, and he completed the transaction using a fake company created through a mobile payment company. And the Commerce Department moves to boost the diversity of entrepreneurs, especially young people. More from Federal News Network's Tom Temin.
Secretary Wilbur Ross will chair a new group called the National Council for Expanding American Innovation. It will guide the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office in developing what Ross calls a more diverse and inclusive ecosystem of people participating in patents. Patent and Trademark Office Director Andre Iancu will be vice chair. The council will also include people from industry and academia. A congressionally mandated study last year found that the little data available shows women, minorities, and veterans tend to be underrepresented in the patent system. I'm Tom Temin.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast, subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.